Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation supports proposed renewable fuel volumes by the Environmental Protection Agency, but says small refinery waivers are eroding the volume obligations. The EPA is not replacing waived volumes from the exemptions, making the proposed targets unreachable. Andrew Walmsley, AFBF Congressional Relations Director, explained in a recent interview that while AFBF supports the proposed volumes, the increase in small refinery waivers is concerning. He said this is something that was intended for small refiners who were facing hardship, but we've seen a huge uptick in the last 2 to 3 years in the use of the small refinery exemption, and it's having a real impact on the ethanol industry and farmers and ranchers. Including the most recent round of waivers, Walmsley said the exemptions have destroyed roughly 4 billion gallons of biofuels demand. The Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service recently updated its forecast for farm sector income and finances. ERS puts net farm income, a broad measure of farm profitability, at $88 billion for 2019, up $4 billion from 2018 and up $10 billion from 2017. Importantly, the new projection is nearly $20 billion higher than the March 2019 estimate of $69 billion. The improvement in net farm income is primarily driven by an increase in federal support. For example, trade assistance and insurance indemnities related to Midwest flooding this spring and a reduction in operating expenses. If realized, net farm income in 2019 will be the highest since 2014 and will represent 3 consecutive years of rising farm income. However, the optimistic projection on farm profitability doesn't match real-time indicators typically used to measure the health of the farm economy. Land values and cash rents are falling in some areas. Agricultural land values were down 14% in Iowa, 4% in Indiana, and 3% in Illinois. Similarly, cash rents in the I-State corridor were down as much as 11.5% over the last 5 years. In Minnesota, cash rents have fallen nearly 12% since 2014. Agriculture Secretary Sunner Perdue announced on Monday that agricultural producers affected by natural disasters in 2018 and 2019, including Hurricane Dorian, can apply for assistance through the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus. Sign-up for the program began this week. Perdue said U.S. agriculture has been dealt a hefty blow by extreme weather over the last several years, and 2019 is no exception. The scope of this year's prevented planting alone is devastating, and although these disaster program benefits will not make producers whole, we hope the assistance will ease some of the financial strain farmers, ranchers, and their families are experiencing. President Trump has the backs of our farmers, and we are working to support America's great patriot farmers. More than $3 billion is available through the disaster relief package passed by Congress and signed by President Trump in early June. Farmers and ranchers who are already dealing with a drastic 50% drop in net farm income in the last 4 years must have access to fixed and mobile broadband to be more efficient, economical, and responsive to market needs, AFBF recently told members of a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee. Broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. While most Americans take broadband for granted, data compiled by the Federal Communications Commission show that 26.4% of rural Americans lack access to broadband compared to only 1% of urban Americans, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a letter to the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Communications and Technology. The letter was sent in advance of the subcommittee's September 11th hearing on improving national broadband maps. Among the bills discussed at the hearing was the Farm Bureau-supported Broadband Data Improvement Act, which would improve the accuracy of broadband coverage maps and better direct federal funds for broadband build-out. On August 9th, a fire broke out at one of the largest beef packing plants in the United States, significantly impacting beef markets in the days and weeks that followed. The fire, at a plant in Holcomb, Kansas, owned by Tyson Fresh Meats, stressed an already sensitive balance between processing capacity and a growing fed cattle supply. Immediately after the fire, the Holcomb facility's cattle were sent to other facilities in an industry already facing a relatively strained capacity. Among the many questions surrounding the fire are, how is it impacting stakeholders who both sell to and buy from this increasingly concentrated industry, and when can we expect everything to get back to normal? After the fire at the Holcomb facility, both the beef and cattle markets saw significant price movements, which led to historic gross margins for those involved in the beef packing industry. Much of this movement is right in line with what one would expect under these conditions, with the prices being driven by shifts in the demand curve for fed cattle and the supply curve for wholesale beef. However, a key assumption in these predictions is that actual slaughter numbers will fall relatively in line with the closed plant. Instead, we saw small decreases in the following week, along with a small increase in the second week after the fire as beef packers expanded weekend shifts to capture the additional margin being offered by the market. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.